Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to continue on with our series on parenting tips for the signs of the zodiac. We're going to be looking at five parenting tips for Leo kids today. I think Leo kids are some of the brightest and shiniest and often most misunderstood children, and we're going to talk about why there's more to Leo kids than just making sure they don't steal the spotlight or stuff like that. So I feel like that's what people say about Leo kids. I'm just trying to make sure that they don't turn into like a attention craving, you know, have to be on the center stage all the time kind of kid. There's so much more to Leos than the desire for the spotlight. So we're going to unpack this sign and especially what you can do as a parent to help your kid, whatever age they're at, with the Leo mythology that their life is trying to embody and express. So that is our goal for today. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments, especially if you have Leo kids or are a Leo kid, and you know what works and what hasn't worked. So we'd love to hear your advice as well. You can find a transcript of today's talk on the website, nightlightastrology.com. I want to take you over there right now because, as you guys know, we are in the midst of enrollment season. My spring programs, I guess they're summer/spring. They start soon. If you go to nightlightastrology.com and click on the courses tab, go down to first year course, click on it, you'll see everything you need to know about the upcoming class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic. The course starts June 11th. It's our next cohort. And you can learn more about the course by hearing what some of the alumni have had to say. We have a video there with alumni talking about their program. There are 30 classes on the year. They're all held via live webinar, so you can attend live, or we keep all the recordings on a class website for you to download along with all of the other class material. It's lifelong access. There are guest lectures outside of class, 12 of them on the year. There's a forum discussion. So all year long, we have students discussing and working charts and taking what they learn inside of class and mingling with each other and asking questions outside of class. And that forum is staffed with our tutors. So you always have people there helping you look at charts and implement what you're learning. And they answer questions within 24 hours. You can also contact me throughout the year with questions. And we also have breakout study sessions where we actually have optional organized study sessions on Zoom with tutors that are also going to help you break down major units of study and just make sure that you're really getting everything that there is to get. It's a language that is worth learning for personal use throughout your entire lifetime. It's like learning how to read a GPS program that you have. Everyone has a GPS in their car now. Imagine if you could learn to read the cosmic GPS, and understanding that for the course of your life is an amazing benefit. What to speak of the fact that many people take the course as a way of learning how to read charts for other people. We have a ton of people who've come through the program and are now professional astrologers. We have an optional certification program test at the end of the program, but it is optional. Some people like to take that test and get our certification. You know, other people just take the course for fun. So payment options are at the bottom. Early bird payment saves you $500 off. There's a 12-month payment plan if you'd like to take advantage of that. And then there is need-based tuition assistance. We ask that you apply for that early and do so right away if you would need a little bit of help to make the program possible because you're on a very fixed income. We understand that people have different situations and different needs. So check out that need-based tuition option. If you want to take one of my classes but can't afford it and you need a little help to make it happen, we would be glad to work with you. We try to make sure no one's priced out of a spiritual education in astrology. So at any rate, on that note, I'm really excited to talk about Leos today. We're going to give five parenting tips for Leo kids. Now, as someone who grew up with my ascendant ruler, Venus, in the sign of Leo, and a Leo father, actually, my dad's an Aquarius. It was a full moon Aquarius sun and full moon in Leo. My grandfather was a Leo. My grandmother, whose birthday I was born on July 16th, she also had a bunch of planets in Leo. So some good Leo energy in my family. Of course, I married a woman who has sun and moon in Taurus square Jupiter in Leo, and she is as bright as the sun, and that is why I love her so much. But I feel like I have a really good relationship and understanding of the Leo energy throughout my life. Some of my best friend growing up was a Leo moon. So really love my Leos out there. And I think that Leo gets misunderstood. Oh, they just like the spotlight, you know, like that. And there's so much more to Leo energy. So let's get into it. I think the very first thing, and I phrase all of these in terms of support. What can we support in these children and in ourselves, in the inner child? This could be good for you, whether you have kids or not, just to understand more about Leos. Number one is support radiant drama. What do I mean by that? Well, the Leo is sun ruled. It is the sun's home sign. And this sign comes, interestingly, in the middle of the summer as the light is dying, as the darkness is returning from within the light half of the year and growing, the days are growing shorter. It's the middle of summer, so it's a lot of light and it's the summer season, but it also has the feeling of the eventuality of death and autumn baked into it. And so there is a sense that life is short, life is temporary, and you better contribute a verse. You know, what will your verse be? I'm thinking of like the Walt Whitman poem and its place in the film Dead Poets Society. You know, what will your verse be? Life is a powerful play, and you must contribute a verse. What will your verse be? There is a sense that life is radiant and dramatic, and that life has to be lived fully and profoundly. And this can, for some people, they'll perceive Leo children as dramatic and theatrical as a result. And that there will be almost an irritation, like, oh, you're taking yourself too seriously. You're taking life too seriously because you're it's too much grandiose, dramatic theatrical qualities that people will perceive in Leo kids. And there'll be a tendency to look at a Leo kid and to help them like, just be realistic, or don't be so theatrical, or don't take yourself so seriously, or don't make a mountain out of a molehill. There's a way that Leo children, very much like Cancer children, can be told that they're oversensitive. You wouldn't think that from a fire sign, but the truth is that there's such a built-in sense that life is this radiant drama, that Leo, there's a theatrical romantic way in which Leo lives and experiences life. This is a grand drama, like an opera. And so it's really important that when your Leo kids have big feelings and they perceive things like, well, what is this Camelot? You know, like what are you? And the answer to that is yes, it is Camelot. This is a beautiful romance. This is a novel worth reading. This is the best summer blockbuster movie that you could ever be a part of. And if you can affirm that sense that life is dramatic and wonderful and theatrical and bright in the way that you respond to the drama that you feel in Leo children, that affirming of that actually helps Leos to like acclimate. It's when the world says, no, that's not what it is. You're making it into something that it isn't, that then there tends to be more of a polarization between the theatrical and the mundane. And that's actually what creates the problem. Not so much the idea that life is a grand drama, but the idea that life shouldn't be, that life can't be. And when Leo kids get that feedback all the time, then, you know, the grandiosity and the sense of the mundane get polarized. And that's when there's problems. So you want to support in Leo kids that like, yes, you are Arthur, you know, you are Guinevere, you are the archetype, you know, and life is the archetype and life is the play. So, you know, it's almost like, imagine that you're at a movie with your Leo kids. In the way that they experience things, affirm that that's true and that's good. Okay, number two, support legacy. The other thing that's happening when the light is dying is that the inevitability and eventuality of death is baked into what life means. I already said that when I talked about the light dynamic of the summer season of Leo, but what's really important is that one of the things that contributes to a Leo lifetime and bringing happiness is the sense that I am living for something that goes beyond death. Now that can be, that again, that can be quite theatrical. The sense that I am to become immortal can be twisted into the desire to be powerful and great and famous and, you know, like that. But when ennobled, the idea that my life lives beyond my death. Remember that Leo is the sign of the king or the queen. And the king or the queen is an embodiment of Godhead in the ancient world. And that means that their post, that they occupy a post that will be passed on. Well, when I die, the next king will come to be. This is why one of the great myths related to Leo and the sun are like the Arthurian myths and the Grail quest myths and things like that. But there's many in different cultures too. So I'm just going with what I've been exposed to. But the idea that life goes on and the divine kingship and queenship of every being and of the world itself lives beyond this life. That if we can support, it might appear at first like it's ego, like I want to be great or I want to do something grand. But the impulse behind it is the recognition that we have to live for something beyond our mortality and our expiration date. And that impulse, maybe it gets twisted into vanity and fame and superficial desires to be remembered above everyone else. But when we acknowledge, yes, it is important to live into the sunlight of forever, right? That impulse itself is good in the human spirit because it's what brings enduring values and traditions culturally, you know, and it, because we have a sense that it matters to carry things forward for there to be a legacy beyond, you know, beyond ourselves. And so I think that supporting a child's desire for transcendence, we can help shape it so that it doesn't become egotistical. But it's important to, rather than just being like, that's egotistical, help kids understand or recognize the desire to do something great is a good impulse. It's a healthy archetypal impulse. Number three is to support generosity. The generosity of Leo is a hallmark of that sign. Where there is a full cup, a brimming cup, it's overflowing. If you know, I'm looking outside right now at the sunlight pouring over everything. It shines on everything, you know, without discrimination. It's generous and it's life-giving. One of the most noble Leo qualities is generosity. Now, that generosity sometimes will need to express itself again in grandiose and theatrical ways. Let me bestow upon you my presence, right? You know, right? Let me bestow upon you my encouragement or my favor or something like that. And so the ego can get involved in anything. But what is good about behind every Leo is the sense that if I am full of life, if I am full of radiance, then it's overflowing and it should be shared with other people. Like sometimes Leos will make big, grand, romantic gestures in love, or sometimes Leos will make big, grand gestures to other people. Don't ever shame or make a Leo kid feel bad for that. Like, oh, ha, 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 that's sweet. Look at you trying to be Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Like, what a Leo kid really needs to know is that when they take that step of pouring out what's in them for anyone else around them, whether it's their parent or their sibling, that it's really important that they hear what a generous spirit you have. What a beautiful, generous spirit. It makes me want to be around you. It makes me want to sit in the sunshine of your generosity. When Leo kids get that kind of affirmation, when they step into a moment of generosity, it teaches them that what's even more important than me feeling great about myself is that when I do feel great about myself, I can share it with other people and really bless other people with that sunshine. So when you see generosity, even if there's some kind of self-serious tone to it, because sometimes little kinks need to be ironed out, just support it. Be like, wow, amazing what a generous person you are, how much you care to share what you have within you with other people. And sometimes that'll come through also in the desire to perform. Like there's sometimes a sense of performative generosity, or there's a sense of needing to perform for others. But this, if you can understand that beneath it is the impulse that the sun has to pour its light on everyone, and that a Leo kid's just trying to figure out, I'm full of light. How do I share it? How do I give it? And if you recognize and honor, that's the impulse behind it. It goes a long way with Leo kids. It really helps them to know that like you're on the right track. I remember, when I was a kid, I had some youth ministers in the church that I grew up in that were genuinely supportive of my little Leo tendencies. And they would, you know, give me a little leadership opportunities and so forth. And I'll never forget, I had one, he worked at my church, but he was also a camp counselor at the camp that I went to during the summer. And I just remember that he said, he came to me one time, you know, and I was a little bit older and there were some younger kid, like a grade or two younger that were there with us at camp. And he said, when you take the time to support these younger kids, you know, they're going to turn into who you are. And, you know, that's might sound kind of like a lame thing, but for me, like, I don't know what I was seventh, eighth grade when I heard this, you know, it was like, it was just so empowering to think that like a couple of moments of trying to help these kids at the beach with whatever, the canoes or whatever it was, that my counselor was like, I see you being generous to these kids and they're going to become like you because of that. And they'll do the same thing to other people. And just that, like that little moment where he caught me being a Leo and being generous and trying to be like a leader of some kind, you know, that not only did that help me, but it empowered me. And I ended up getting really involved in summer camp counseling, leadership stuff all through high school. And a lot of that was just because I had leaders like that, that just affirmed me doing, noticing that I did the right thing in a few little moments. So really, if you want the best out of Leos, you know, make the good moments that they have, blow them up, you know. Number four, support, courage, and encouragement. One of the things that we think is that if you're a Leo, you're born like just full of life and confidence and, you know, performative qualities or something. Actually, for many people who are born with strong Leo placements, whether it's a stellium, sun, moon, rising, it's not that you're born like the lion. It's that you're born to become like the lion. And for many people, that means that a Leo placement is a journey of courage. Having to find the courage to be strong, to be a leader, to share who you are, to step out, to radiate like sunshine, that is not easy for everyone. So you will find that there are some Leo children that are actually timid, shy, afraid, more vulnerable, sensitive. It's like the cowardly lion archetype in The Wizard of Oz. You have to find your courage. You have to find that sense of, you know, roar inside of you, the noble roar. And so some Leos are going to need, like I have a Leo daughter. And last summer I sat in the pool with her, doing swimming lessons and stuff. And I sat in the pool with her and I go, you know, okay, you're going to jump off the little step into my arms. You know, this was like terrifying for her. And you guys have parents have gone through this too. It's not just Leo children, but I, you know, and I said, okay, repeat after me. And I had her put her hand on her heart. I'm strong in my heart. I'm confident. I'm brave. I can do this. Right. And so, you know, eventually, and it didn't happen that day, but a few times later, you know, it's like, it finally happened. She jumped. But here's what I won't forget is that, it seems so silly, but so she was potty training this year and learning to go, you know, learn to go poopy on her own. And I heard her in the bathroom when we made her sit on the toilet and just wait there for a while and see what happened. And I heard her repeating those things. She said, I'm brave. I'm courageous. I'm strong in my heart. I can do this. And that's my little Leo. That's my summer. So anyway, I just thought, yes, like that's because that's what Leo kids really need to hear. Some of them, like my daughter Summer, is so shy, so sweet. And when she steps out, it's like a burning sun just comes out, you know, but it's not, it's like for a lot of kids, they have to discover that through courage. And in order to get courage, the word courage comes from the word core, which means heart. Encouragement means that they have to, you know, we're trying to bring out or stoke the flame of that inner God in the heart. Leo kids need that. They need strong encouragement, especially those who aren't born just like, you know, ready to, you know, they're ready to explode. They're just so full of sunshine. Not all Leos are like that. Some need courage and encouragement. And if you give it to them, the nice thing is that they will tend to embody that form of encouragement for other people. You can do it if I can do it. We can do it. You'll find that there's no better cheerleader in the world than a Leo who's been raised with a lot of encouragement. And that is a great person to have on a team. It's a great person to have. It's the kind of person people want to hire. It's the kind of people that rise up in leadership in their work environments. All right, number five, support sharing the stage. This is obvious. You know, I started off saying there's more to Leos than like, don't hog the spotlight, but you do, you know, the Leo is so full of life, you know, that at times it can be like, well, why should anyone else be doing this? No one else can like fill the room up with the sunshine like I can. And isn't that what everyone wants? It's just a nice sunny day. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't blame Leos for the logic. It's like, well, everyone else in this, no one else is as sunny and as effulgent as I am. So shouldn't I be the one just radiating the life? Because why wouldn't everyone want to be hanging out in the sun, you know? And it's a good impulse. And I think, you know, just recognizing that one of the best things Leos can do, especially the more enthusiastic and bright and radiant and dramatic and theatrical and encouraging and generous they can be, is to realize that like one of the most mature, sophisticated, interesting twists to your personality is the ability you have to sometimes become slightly less visible. Like, can you let some clouds pass over your face? I can still see the sun is there behind the clouds. It's not gone entirely. It's not like a gray day. There's some billowing clouds and the sun has passed behind them temporarily. Can we teach kids that that makes them interesting, sophisticated, mysterious, nuanced, to develop that skill? If you frame it for Leos that developing that skill is something that adds depth and potency to their character, rather than saying it's something you need to do because otherwise you're too much, that will be a huge support. Okay, well, those are my five tips for parenting Leo children. And I am no expert because I do have a Leo daughter. I have noticed all of these things with her for sure. My Sagittarius daughter, another fire sign that I can't wait to talk about. But yeah, what do you guys think? Do you have Leo kids? Were you a Leo kid once growing up with family? What did they do right? What didn't they get right? Would love to hear from you guys. Don't forget before you leave to like and subscribe, leave some comments, helps the channel to grow. Hope you guys are having a good one. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.